Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, beginning of Halacha Dalet in the Gemara. Starting Daf Dalet Amud Beis in the bottom, beginning of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ve'elu Mivim V'Likurim. We learned in the Mishnah that there are some that bring Bikurim but don't read the Mikra Bikurim. And the example the Mishnah spoke about is a ger but doesn't do Mikra Bikurim because he can't say, Shenishba Hashem Lavo Yisaynu Lo Seslono. Hashem promised the land to my forefathers because he's a ger. So Kishbo did not promise the land to his forefathers. He can't do mikra bikur. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoino v'Raviyaso Tarveren b'Shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok says our Mishnah is talking about b'bnei Keni choysed Moshe he must niso. Talk about b'nei Keni the choysed Moshe. Choysed Moshe is obviously Yisroi. It's called Keni, and they got a piece of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And then that the Mishnah is talking about. Even though they have a piece of a land in Eretz Yisrael, they still cannot say La Viseinu because the land was not promised to the forefathers. But a regular ger doesn't have a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't really own it. So he cannot say Asher Asata Li. The Lord did not give him the piece of land. He was not part of the Noich Le'aretz. Says the Gemara, Ubnei Keni Choyse Moshe Mevim V'Koyrim. One second. If you talk about the sons of Keni, so they should also say Mikra V'Koyrim. Moshe Rabbeinu promised him to give a piece of the land. The way the Ritva says it over here, so he's equal like anyone in Am Yisrael. The Reb Chaim adds up, it is what was promised to his forefathers, not like a regular ger. It was promised to Yisrael. It starts from Yisrael, he got a promise to get the land. So he could say, Shadishbat al Avuseinu. Says the Gemara, Reb Chizkio b'Shem Ablozer lo yomer ken. He says, not like Reb Yoni Reb Yosef. What did he say? Says the Gemara, Dafei Amud Aleph. The one who's in charge on the properties, Ve'eved, who is a slave, Ve'ashaliach, who is a messenger, Ve'isho, and a woman, Ve'tumtum, Ve'adreginus, which are the ones that we're not sure if they're men or women, Mevim Ve'lekorim. Why are they bringing and they don't say? And there the Mishnah explain why not, because they can't say Shanasatoli. The land doesn't belong to them. And explains Reb Chaim, the Gemara is bothered by, if the land doesn't belong to them, why did they bring Bikurim at all? We just say they bring and they don't read Mikra Bikurim, don't bring the Bikurim at all because they don't own the land. So says the Gemara, the reason is, Shager Hare Omer Parsho. The Ger is mentioned in the Parsho. Why? Because it says later in the Parsho, V'somachto b'chol ha-toiv ha-tov ha-levi v'ha-ger shebishorecho. So we put the Ger over there to tell you the Ger also brings V'eino Koyre. And there are this applies to all this list. There's some people that bring Bikurim that don't do Mikra Bikurim. But the focus of the Gemara right now is the Ger. The Ger brings and does not do Mikra Bikurim. Says the Gemara, Omar v'shuol b'avitzchuk tipoter b'hem Ger do'ocho b'bnei keini choyse moshe. Says, what do you bring arrived from the Pasuk? Maybe the Pasuk is speaking about the children of Keini, meaning Yisroi. So they have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And because they have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, not only they bring, they also read Mikra Bikurim. So don't bring me a raya from here that there's a concept of people bringing in that koyrim. Because after you talk about the children of Keni, that they bring and they don't, and they also koyrim it. So there's no raya, there's something in the middle. So you see from here a raya, the bnei Keni do maybe the koyrim. And that's against what we saw here in the beginning of the Gemara. Allah v'yisi kaimo binyomin bar ashtur kumei revchio bar bo. Binyomin bar ashtur explained it. Referring to what? When we said that if a ger has a mother of Israelis, so then he does bring Bikurim, and he's maybe Bikurim. What we're referring to? That there's a goy who had a relationship with his mother, who is Baba Aveiro Bas Yisrael, and that's when he's maybe Bikurim. Why? Because a regular ger for sure is maybe Bikurim. He says, Shanish Baba Aveiro. The ger is included there, as the Gemara is going to explain soon. Meaning this sheet explains that Keirim could bring Bikurim and could read the Bikurim. And the only case the Mishnah told you that if the mother is Yisrael, you have to tell you a chiddush, maybe Bikurim, is if the father is a guy, not a ger. Rabbi Yoino lo yomer ken. Rabbi Yoino disagreed, said of course the sons of Keirim cannot bring Bikurim and Keirim. So in what case do we say this concept of that only the mother is Yisrael and the father is a goy? Which part is talking about? We're talking about the next part of the Mishnah. What is it? And the Rebbe Shoma, Rebbe heard, Le'en lin de bei bar ashtur, sons of bar ashtur, de'inun gerim de gerim, meaning they were gay and the sons of gerim, and davening, they said, Elokei Avisenu. So the Gemara, how could that be? That today we learned in the Mishnah, we learned only if the mother's Mishnah, you could say Elokei Aviseinu. But if it's a ger, a son of a ger, you don't say Elokei Aviseinu. So on that we have Omar Yoiso, Risa said, Kaimo Binyamin Bar Ashtur. Binyamin Ashtur explained it. Krimei Rav Chiya, for Rav Chiya Barbo. Rav Chizkiyo, Bishar Rav Chiya Barbo, Kaimo Bar Ashtur, Kaminon. Rav Chizkiyo, the name of Rav Chiya, said, Rav Ashtur did it in front of us. Explained it in front of us. Begoy Shabai Ba, they were Bas Yisrael, Mestiso. When our Mishnah says only the mother is Yisrael, so then you could say, Elokei Aviseinu, as the father is a goy. But if the father is a ger, so of course you could say, Elokei Aviseinu in davening. That's when we refer to the difference between if the father is a goy or a ger. But regarding Bikurim, no. Even if the father is a ger, you can bring in Bikurim. So he says, Rezera asks, how can you say Elokei Aviseinu? He's talking about his fathers. Who's the Elokei Aviseinu? Okay, Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. How can the ger refer to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov as Aviseinu? V'chi Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Aviseinu, are they the fathers of the ger? And another question says the Gemara. Klum nishba kodesh baruch hu lo l'schorim shem lana kevis. You said if the mother's Yisrael is maybe v'koyre. How can it be maybe v'koyre? And he says, she nishba l'aviseinu, kodesh baruch promised the land only to the males, not the female. So how can you come and say when you have a mother Yisrael, she nishba l'aviseinu? And this is a question, he stays with a question. Meaning the Gemara brings you multiple shittas regarding the ger is maybe v'koyre, and we see different opinions over here. But now the Gemara comes to the afhan with base and says the following. Tane b'shem av yudo. Ger atzmoi mei v'koyre. Ger himself can bring bikurim and bikoyre. Matam, what about, how can he say, okay, Aviseinu? Because ki ava moin goyim nesaticho. Because Bohu told Avraham Avinu, you ava moin goyim. L'shova iso av l'orom. Till now you are av l'orom. Meaning you only father for one nation. V'achsham mikam ve'elach ata av l'kor l'goyim. You're the father of all nations. All the goyim relate to Avraham Avinu. So he could say, she'nishbal Aviseinu, because Bohu promised to the fathers means to Avraham Avinu. Rav Shua ben Levi Omar, Halacha k'Avyudo, we paskin this way. Also, Udo k'Mei Davavo, V'Ori k'Avyudo, we paskin k'Avyudo, not only by Bikurim, but also by Tefilo. Every time we could say, Elokei Aviseinu, because the game could say that my fathers were promised, or my fathers, Hashem is the God of our fathers, because Avraham Avinu is considered to be the father of the game. Halacha Zok de Mishnah. Ablozum Yaakov Oimer, Ha'isho bas game loitinose l'kihuno. A woman, daughter of Gerim cannot marry a Kohen. Until she has at least her mother, Mishrael, the Rav Chaim points out, until she has one parent, Mishrael. Echad Gerim ve'echad avodim mishukharim afil adas sara doyrus achateimu Mishrael. Ger or even mishukhar, release slave, even 10 generations one after another, as long as you don't have one parent who is Mishrael, cannot marry a Kohen. Ha'apitropivin, that's what we mentioned before, the apitropos, when in charge of the properties, Vahavid, the slave, Ashliach, the messenger, Vahisha, a woman, Vatutu Vadruginus, which you don't know if they're male or female, Mivain Vilakarim, they bring the Bikurim, but they don't carry it. Shainim Chim Lamash, Satali Hashem, because we'll give it to us, because women did not get a piece of the land, and the other, the first of the list, are the ones that it's not their land. Says the Gemara, Blazum Yaakov Oimer, we quote in the Mishnah, Blazum Yaakov said, that Isha Basgerin should not marry a Koy. So the Gemara Tamon Tanin we learned over there in Maseches Kedushin, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Bas Ger Zocher Kivat Chalal Zocher, that a daughter of a Ger is like a daughter of a Cholol, cannot marry a Koyen. Now there in Kedushin there's three other Shittas, two more mentioned in the Mishnah, one in the Brisa. And our Gemara, so the Gemara doesn't bring it, the Gemara just addresses it in the next sentence. The Vilna Gaon brings it. If you look at the Gemara Sagra, the Gemara Sagra goes through the Shittas. Rablozum Yaakov Oimer Oyavi Oimo. Meaning, as long as one parent is Jewish, mikaro, not a ger, so she can marry a kohen. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Achi Yoledes B'Kedushas Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi says she doesn't have to have any parents of Yisrael, as long as she was born Yisrael. If the parents were gerim, but she was born already a Jew, she could marry a kohen. V'tani b'shem Shur Bar Yochai. Shur Bar Yochai says in the Braiso, Giyoris Pchusu Mibas Gimel Shoni V'Yim Echot She'iz Gairo K'sher L'Kuhuno. Even a ger herself, if she did gerus, she converted before the age of 3, that means that for sure she has besulin, she has a virginity, so she can marry a kohen. So now let's go back to our Gemara. The kulon mikra echadem dorshim. All four shittas learning from one pasuk. Ki im besulois mizera beis Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So we dash on like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achiel Vio Meisro. Zera Beit Yisro means the father is Yisro. Rabbi Lozo Biyakov Omer, Achiel Oya Vio Mimo Meisro. Mizera Beit Yisro, any parent is good enough in order for her to be considered Yisro to marry a Kohen. When the Vovah Mudalaf. Rabbi Yisro Omer, Achiel Du Bigdush is Yisro. She has to be born Yisro. Mizera Yisro means she was born as a Yisraelis. She was not born a non-Yisro and converted. As long as she brings her virginity in Israel, meaning she kept it till the age of 3. Because the age of 3, that's when the besulim, when they're removed, they don't come back. So as long as she has the besulim, when she becomes Israel, that's good enough. So the time of us besulim is considered to be the age of 3. If she, by the age of 3, is Israelis, she can marry a Kohen. And the Gemara is going to continue discussing this opinion in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim Daf Hei.